up being jailed as part of controversial new laws being considered by Indonesia's parliament. Consensual sex may now be out of the question for tourists in Bali unless they're married, with the Indonesian government expected to pass new laws by the end of the month, where unmarried couples who have sexual intercourse could be jailed for up to 6 months. There are fears this morning that some of the southeast Queensland's most popular beaches could be next to lose drumlines. It comes after the federal court ruled that captured sharks had to be released as there was no evidence that killing the animals protected swimmers. There are now calls for the Morrison government to legislate to get around the court ruling. And thousands of Australian students and workers are set to take time off work today to join a global protest for climate change, with capital cities set to be brought into a standstill. 112 protests are scheduled right across the country at various times today. In the Domain in Sydney, around midday, road closures are expected, with upwards of 50,000 students. In sport, the 9th Rugby World Cup kicks off tonight in Japan, the first showpiece tournament to be held in Asia. Michael Checker opting to start both breakaways. Michael Hooper and David Pocock. Japan takes on Russia in the opening game, with the Wallabies taking on Fiji in Sapporo tomorrow night. In the NRL, Sam Burgess is preparing for tonight's semi-final against Manly. However, he may have to prepare for the court with a day, rather, the NRL describing the judiciary as a kangaroo court, with coach Wayne Bennett backing the skipper, saying more players should be more outspoken. And the Giants need to contend with 90,000 Collingwood fans without their best player, Toby Green. GWS also without their most elite runner, Lockie Whitfield, as they aim to make it past the prelim final for the first time. This is Sky Sports Radio, your home to Sydney's Spring Carnival.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
At Subway, there's a range of five delicious Subway 6-inch subs available for just $5 each all day, every day. Choose from leg, ham, roast beef, pizza, melt, tuna and mayo, or a veggie delight with avo. The M5, slow King George's Road, inbound down towards the M5 East Tunnel. Des Moines, Victoria Road, approaching Lyons Road, slow congested traffic down towards that Rosehill area. And Wiley Park, Punchbowl Road near King George's Road, a car breakdown eastbound in Lane 1. And very heavy Rook or Centenary Drive approaching Arthur Street northbound. Looking for the best sleep at the best price? 40 Winks are busy marking down prices for the huge blackout sale, where you get dramatic reductions store-wide this weekend. 40 Winks, serious about sleep. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Greyhound Racing's $10 million chase heads to Richmond tonight for another qualifying final. Who will make it through to the next round? Richmond Greyhounds, tonight on Sky Sports Radio. Yeah,
with a Dali Stallion and the rest will follow.
Weeks has done it!
For the 2018-19 season, nearly one in four stakes races run in New South Wales and Victoria were won by the progeny of Dali Stallion.
Liars won the diamond!
For the same period, Dali Stallions sired 30% of Group 1 winners in Australia, including the Golden Slipper, the Cox Plate, the Melbourne Cup and the Epsom Handicap.
And microphones won it! TMH, you led all the way!
I'm Michelle Payne. I'm a jockey. I'm available for track work.
She had a dream. It's not just about speed. It's about patience.
The girl's never going to win the Melbourne Cup.
To fulfil her destiny.
I want to ride Group 1s. I want to be the best.
You're not ready.
I'm ready, Dad.
From director Rachel Griffiths comes the inspirational true story of Michelle Payne.
Can I do this?
I don't know. I can.
Teresa Palmer, Sam Neill and Stevie Payne as himself. Ride Like a Girl in cinemas September 26.
Winter Harness and Greyhound Racing is on Sky Sports Radio every day. Sundays, get the best reflection of all the Menangle and Wentworth Park action, featuring interviews with all the key players. Pacing and Chasing Rewind. Sunday mornings from 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Yes, back-to-back previews as the new format, morning format, brings you now in the next 25 to 30 minutes, the previews for Newcastle and Canberra. Newcastle Gold Cup Day, this track's a remarkable one. Gary Harley, as I say, good morning. They've rated it a soft five this morning.
Yeah, Andrew, 70 mils of rain, only a few days ago, but it is a remarkable track. It's the best drying track in New South Wales, and Wyong's the other one. I mean, they leave Randwick in those places, but then Wyong had 205 mils the other day, and it got to a heavy eight the next day. This track, it cost $11 million for this track and the Beaumont track. Peter Volandi's to the board there. Granted them the money, it was well spent. You haven't got to talk any of the top jobs or trainers that race here from Sydney. You know, they can't believe that the surface after you have so much rain.
Yeah, no, I understand.
It's just a water guzzler.
Yeah, well, it's a brand new track, and that's the way it should be operating if they've spent that amount of money. So that's the good news for participants heading there. All right, mate, let's have a look at them. The first, a Benchmark 64. Number two, Kaleida, is the favourite at $2.80. Number four, Bullet Storm, $5.50 to $4.80. And number one, Macambo, is at $5.
I like Macambo here. He struck a very smart field the other day at Randwick. I was down there that day. And he was allowed to drop back. And he made up a bit of ground, but he looked as if he needed the run. He'd be a lot fitter today, and at his best, would beat this field. So I've got him on top here, Josh Pass, to ride him again for Alan Denham. Number two, Collada. That was a biased track the other day, when he led all the way, and he absolutely folded in. I mean, I'm not bagging the win at all, but he'd probably lead again here today. He raced right away to win easy in Canterbury, so I've got to put him in second. Number five, the third pick, Bullet Storm. Now, it went to Scone the other day, and it was back for an absolute stack up there. And it was just beaten by a horse, a former Siren, that goes very good, Emanuela. And they beat the others very, very easy. Adam Hieronymus went up to that. Up there, and he thought the horse went really good. Number three, Samaze, is best of the others. 1, 2, 5, and 3.
1, 2, 5, and 3 there. Race 2, the maiden here over the 1,200. Three Amiens, the favourite at $3.50 at tab right now. Number 1, Canny Nero, 6 into 5 over the last hour. And number 2, Elgin, at $5.
Amiens troll really good. The other day at Canterbury, Timmy Clark rode and held it together all the way. Never, ever give it any rain, and it folded into the trial. Did get me a camera on the synthetic at Dovey's start back in August, but obviously improved by then. There's a few chances in the race, but I think it'll be hard to beat. Number one, Canyon Hero, I've got to stick it back at him. He's had 12 starts for 8th place. He's always going to win, but hasn't got there yet. But I think he's got a good chance here, second up today. Number two, Elgin. Well, here's another one. He's never been far away, but they've been confident he'd win a number of times since coming from the Lloyd Williams stable to Chris Lees. I will say his trials have been very, very good. If he comes in his best form, he's a definite chance as well. And number five, Cool World, will appreciate at 1,200. 3, 1, 2, and 5.
Race 3, the NBN News for the fillies and mares. Mirror Vision here for the Snowdens. Number 9, $2.90 right now. Number 12, Rocker Rosa's gone $4.20 to $3.90. And number 7, Bright Rubik is now at $4.60.
Mirror Vision's one of the Snowdens team. Tommy Berry's riding from Barrier 1. So it ticks all boxes. Has won 2 trials lately at Randwick. Times have been okay. Taken on in front of the recent trial and race right away. Tommy Crowley to win by a length and a half. It's a filly, actually, by Londro. She'll do me. Number 3, Sun Susie, was also an acceptor here tomorrow. Matty Smith's decided to run today. Has been close up in all starts this time in. It's a chance. Number 12, well back Rocker Rosa to Chris Waller. James McDonald got an ordinary barrier drawn out wide, but I reckon on its Warrington trial recently, it'll run well. No pressure under the trial. I'll beat about 3 lengths by Matty Rock that's only started Canterbury. It'll be a good chance. Number 2, Joy and Murph, the other one. 9, 3, 12, and 2.
Race 4, the Benchmark 64 on Cup Day at Newcastle. Number 6, Toulouse there for David Payne. $3.30. It's gone $3.50, $3.40, and now $3.30 at tab. Number 3, Dambula is at $4.20. And number 5, he's imposing at $5.50. And I should mention, John, number 7, number 4, Equipped. It's gone 7-6 over the last 40 minutes.
Very open. I don't think it's an open race. I've got my best bet at it. But there is a fair bit of depth to the race. The Loose is my best bet, owned by a number of people, including Will Fuller and Paul Whelan, who race a lot of horses together, and David Bain, the trainer. Mate, it ran third on the Kenzo the other day to Tua Willika. Only got beat a length. Ran on really good at the end of the 2400. So the trip's no problem. It ran second at Canterbury to Crewe, only beat it a couple of lengths, 3 runs back. I think it can get away with this race for the good barrier and Glenn Schofield to ride. It's my best on the day. Dan Buller will set the speed, I'd imagine. Kieran Maher's got it with David Eustace. It won a Canberra the other day. Won't be about a length. Led all the way. Second pick for mine. Number 4, Equip, a strong stayer. Showed a bit of form, 2 runs back. And that was at Wyong when it ran second to Millshawn. And number 5, best of the others, he's imposing. Needs to be ridden off the pace. 6, 3, 4, 5.
6, 3, 4, and 5 in race 4. Race 5, the first of the big features, the Australian Bloodstock Cameron Handicap. Number 14, Rock for Hawks Racing, the favourite at $3.90. 6, Wren's Day, former international for Godolphin at $4.60. Conti Patire, they've gone this way at $5. And Mantastic, number 1, at $9.50.
I'm keen on Conti Patire here. She's a lovely American mare, but she's very, very flighty. Quirky, as they call it. First up at Scone, after a terrific trial, she started $18 in the dark hill and went flat on the home turn. Looked like she wasn't going to run on it. She stormed home to beat Sabatiano and Oganda. Went to Eagle Farm for the Dane Rip of the Group 2, got beat a length and a half after being on the pace. Jay and Adrian Felder, producer at Ramwick on August 24, that beat 3/4 of a length by the 5 in the Group 3 show county, and got injured, I think, in the barrier. It was a late scratching at Ramwick or Roseville. I think Ramwick had cut the week back. She's very strong, Andrew. The long, straight or suitor, Sam Clementon retains the ride. Number 14's got a massive chance there. Rock, 7 starts, 3 wins, 3 seconds. With the Hawks team have got him. Tommy Berry to ride. He'll love this long straight. Number 6, Wren's Day, heavily back favourite. A bit disappointing, first Australian run, but has since trial well. Godolphin got him. And number 13, Articus, a shock winner a couple of weeks back at Ramwick. He's a chance on the home track. 5, 14, 6, and 13.
5, 14, 6 and 13 in the Cameron. Race 6, number 9, Padano for Paul Perry. It's 3.30 to 3.50 this morning. 16 head spins. It's $5.50. And number 2, Hit the Target. 7 into 6 this morning.
I like Hit the Target. Gerry Harvey's horse. Steve Jones has got him. He had every chance in the highway at Ramwick when he got beat a length of... He blew out a bit at the end there. And he probably needed that run, looking back on it. Adano, or Pandano's got a terrific chance. Been heavily back, went really good here the other day. Timmy Clark goes on the colt today, and he's by Dunville, and he's very, very strong. Number 4, Texas Storm. He's a back marker, but he'll be strong at the end. Don't underestimate him. And number 5, Calipari. Big risk of him at the 1,200. A huge risk, I reckon, but we'll see what happens.
2, 9, 4, and 5, the thoughts there in race 6. Race 7, the big feature, the Sharp Newcastle Gold Cup. 16, our candidate, is the $2.60 favourite for Australian Bloodstock. And Chris Lee's chasing that first win in his cup. Hush Rider, number 8 at $4.80. And number 1, Red Cardinal, at 11.
I'm with our candidate. He's got 54 on the limit. But I can tell you that Chris doesn't think he's that well weighted in relation to Red Cardinal. He's stable, mate. There's only 5 kilos between them. And Red Cardinal's clearly the fast horse of the race. But he's an up-and-comer, our candidate. 2 brilliant wins at Ramwick and Roseville recently. And he spaced his runs, he told me 2 days ago, Chris, after acceptances, because he's had a pretty long campaign. If he gets a good run, you know, from that barrier 7, it'll be very hard to beat. Red Cardinal, look out, he don't blow them away here. He's trialled well. He ran him last year's Melbourne Cup. He won first up at Roseville last prep. Number 8, Hush Rider. Terrific run in the Wyong Cup. He'll run a big race here. He'll be on the speed if he don't lead. And Gay's won a number of Newcastle Cups. And Number 17, Attention Run. Another one at Chris. 16, 1, 8, and 17.
The big cup there, it'll be an intriguing race, and we'll have interviews for Newcastle between 11.30 and 12 this morning under the new morning format. The last race, the Tibby, Pohutukawa number 2 is the $2.90 favourite, Gary, over Sweet Deal at $4.80 and Connemara at $6.50.
Pohutukawa's four wins have all been on wet tracks, but three of them have been on soft, and it's got it today. But I'm going for Matty Dale's horse, Notation, should have won the Wyon Cup. Got caught three deep all the way outside the leaders, no cover, and got beat a length. It'll probably be Matty's Kosciuszko horse. He's got terrific form, 11 starts, 5 wins, 3 placings, and all the recent starts, apart from the Mona Lisa at Wyong, has been in town. Number 2, Pohutukawa, has got a great oath. Gee, I thought she'd trial well. Got beat a head or a nose in a Group 1 at Eagle Farm last start. That's Tiara, before a brief spell. Third pick, number 5, Sweet Deal, going terrific. And number 4, Foxy Housewife, who won the Mona Lisa. 9, 2, 5, and 4. The loose is my best bet, Andrew. Perfect day. I'm at the track now. Little breeze blowing. The track looks sensational.
Good on you, Gary. Enjoy the day there. Gary Harvey with his preview for Newcastle, the first race on Cup Day at 1 o'clock. At this stage, a soft 5, and his best is race 4, number 6. And as I told you along the road, Toulouse is the $3.30 best bet for Gary Harvey. And you'll hear from him right through the day. And don't forget, at 11.30, all the Newcastle Cup Day interviews as well. Of course, our other meeting where Sean Cosgrove is today, he's normally in this chair right now, but he's made it to Canberra for Barbara Joseph race day, like John Scores. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. One of the bigger days, and the weather's really come to light too. Expected about 23, 24 degrees. Rails out a couple of metres, 3 metres there, Andrew, but a soft 6, gee, I think we get an upgrade. The last few days have been really good, and they'll have a heap of people at the function upstairs for the Joseph race day, as they always do, mate. Should be a great day. Upstairs and downstairs.
Righto. Well, in the first race, mate, at 10 past 12, Girls Are Ready, number 1, the favourite, at $2.20 right now. Number 4, Navy Cross at $4.20, and number 6, Zalago at 6.
Yeah, got to go with Girls Are Ready. 1, 4, 5 and 6 for me, Andrew. She's third up from the spell. They rode a little bit handier to the speed on that heavy track last time, and she was very good. She beautifully placed in a 3-year-old handicap with the claim, and the blinkers go on. It all leads to her. 4 from the Waterhouse Botyard. They had 2 in. They scratched the other one to rely on. This fella's been gelded Navy Cross since last preparation, and a few nice trials recently. You know what you're going to get there. 5 Brenneman could certainly improve. He's third up. He had a 4-week break between his first and second, and he was wide all the way. So I look to see him improve. And Zalago from the Jones, from the Joseph Yard, should I say, a little bit to go its way from gate one wouldn't be far off. But she does seem to have a class edge here. Girls Are Ready. 1 on top from 4, 5, and 6.
Race 2 over the 1,000, number 4, Swan Island, now at $1.75 here for Matt Dale. Number 1, Adelma Tinker at $5.50, and Mahjong Rose, number 7, at $6. Are you with the favourite here?
Yeah, look, it's a new addition to the Matt Dale yard, but the early form from it, Andrew, was very good. I made it 4.7, 1 and 2. I went round in the a Group 3 race on debut behind Loving Gabby. It was only about 2.5 length. That's back in February down the track. It's next couple, and it's had 2-run dispreparation on the synthetic at Ballarat and Packnum, but anywhere near her earlier form, it should be too good for these, for me with a Hayes Dabity yard. 17 not without a chance here. Mahjong Rose placed 3 of its 10 runs. It could run a cheeky race here in a race that sort of falls away a little bit. Good gate for it to boot. The top weight, Delma Tinker for Mike Petrovic and Pat with the ride. Its trial was okay, given plenty of time. A 5-year-old mare by Bonhoeffer and 2 Shady Diamond was okay off the 30-week break, but it does look a nice race for the 4 if it brings its best form, Andrew. 4.712.
Yeah, we'll certainly be listening for that run. Race 3 over the 1,000. Number 2, Polar Star, locally trained for Nick Olive. 4.60 now, 4.20 this morning. Number 6, Bologna at 4.40. And Monte Madura, number 4, is at 4.80.
Yeah, I went a little bit wide here, but I think Nick Olive certainly holds the key. 9.217. I don't mind the way this went a few times. She was pretty luckless in Joy of the Stars. And first up from a spell, I thought she might be a cheeky chance at good value. So I'm willing to take the punt with her. Definitely pole a starter. Try to hold this up a little bit last time. I wanted to pull and hang. And I think if they let it run from gate one with 4 kilos off, it just gets up and grinds all the way. So it'll be right there for sure. Exaggerate Likewise was hampered by the wide gate first up. He's got a wide gate again, but he should be a little bit fitter in the 4 kilos off help. And seven, a pinch memory. Better drawn today than what covered a bit of ground down there. Maruya could also improve. Made it 9-2-1-7 the third, Andrew.
And at the moment, Enjoy the Stars is at $8.50. To race four here, Luke Pepper's got the favourite in an open race. Number six, Away She Goes, currently at $4.20 with Tab. Three, Gotta Want It at $5. It's been mover this morning, $7.50 now, $5, number three. And number two, Heaven on Earth, also at $5.
Yeah, good race, Andrew. 4-1-6-3. I was with her the other day, Heaven on Earth. She's really good, strong winner, third up from a spell there, and she's got a favourable gait. She's a mare in form, so in an open race, I'm happy to stay with her. She should get a few favours here. A stablemate, Wahiki, really frightens me a bit here. He was very good off 32 weeks. He only had the one trial, and look, he just went under behind Arithmetic there. He'll be fitter. And got to be hard to beat here. I've got the stable having the Quinella there. Six outside those. Got to be in there, Luke Pepper's mare. Away She Goes. It absolutely caned them last time at Gundagai. And again, looks well suited here with Blake McDougall retaining the ride. And three is probably best of the rest for me. Got to Want It was really good winning first up. And she's showing good potential. Good, very good race for benchmark 60, Andrew. 4-1-6-3.
4-1-6-3 there. Okay, to race five over the 1300. Bullet Raiders, number six for the Snowdens, the favourite here at $2.70. Two time stamp now out to $4. And Litchfield, number four, at $4.60.
Yeah, not the easiest maiden I've ever seen, Andrew. I made it 4, 6, 12, and 13. Although it was well beaten at Newcastle, this horse done the majority of its racing. Well, all its runs have been at the provincials, but that race is on by Maya Say. It won very impressively again at Goulburn since. So I thought if it can have a little bit of luck, it's an awkward type of draw, but I thought it might be at its peak fitness-wise third up, so I'll go with it. Bullet Raiders from the Snowden Yard, certainly, again, in the same boat. All the runs have been at the provincials, and it's got gate one and Chad Lever. That can get it a few favours in the run. Look, outside those, I put the 12 in here, Maya Miracle. I just think it was unsuited in the four-horse race, but her earlier form was okay. And Philly Boy Everlet stepping out a bit in trip was going to help her. And Mr. Costigan, look, only been placed once in 13, but some of his runs have plenty of force and fits, so he's not without a chance in a pretty light maiden. 4, 6, 12 and 13, Andrew.
Righto, to race six on the big day at Canberra. Number three, Madam Oaks, now $2.20. Just drifted back out a little slightly for David Pfeiffer this morning. Number six, To Catch a Cod at $3.90. And five, Theresa Marie. You could have got $13 earlier this morning. They tightened it right in, and now it's $6.50.
Yeah, changed complexion. This race with the top two coming out. I made it 6, 4, 3 and 11, Andrew. I like the way To Catch a Cod's gone in his three runs to date. He had the one run last preparation in a very hot two-year-old race, but he's a solid winner at Gundagai and backed it up with a really good effort behind Powers Court last time in a pretty handy class one. So I think the smaller field will suit him, and I'm happy enough to be in his corner here. For Zaramatic, I thought could improve first. Comes out of that same race, but her form last prep was really handy, and she's got a favourable gait, and second up she's been placed. So I thought she represented pretty good value here. Three, Madam Oaks, your favourite. Well, they put the blinkers on it, and first time it's jumped away with the field properly, and it just led and won easily. This is a much stronger race, though. And 11, I thought was probably best of the rest, which is Wallaralax for Luke Pepper with a good gait and a claim wouldn't be far off. But an even bunch of horses, I think the favourite is way under the odds. 6, 4, 3 and 11, Andrew.
Righto, to race seven we go over the 2,000. Number six, Hilltop Hood's the favourite at 4.20. Just Though, number five, Lost Command at 4.40. And 10, Sweet Knuckle, also, John, right there at 4.40.
Yeah, I think he's the best bet of the day, Andrew Hilltop Hood. I really like the way he's come back. I made it 6 a good thing, 8, 10 and 7. Look, I know it was
a benchmark 50-80 won at Nowra, but it was just the fashion. He got back, and when he saw a bit of daylight, he really let go. He's been placed three times from his four tries at the 2000, and I think this preparation, he's really looking for it. Third up from a spell here. So gate two is the last part of a jigsaw puzzle, and I'll make him my best out of the nation's capital today. Eight Confidential's been racing well. He got scratched at the gates last Friday at Goulburn. A few things went wrong there, Andrew, but look, he's a consistent horse, and he's really well suited here. Sweet Knuckley stablemate was good at the mile, but she's bred to get the trip out of Knucklemania. They can all stay. Look, she's going to run well for sure again here. And seven, I thought, was best of the rest. So it is third up to the 2,000. But I think gets the right run, and he'd be too strong. Hilltop Wood, six a special, 8, 10, 7.
Six a good thing there. Now, to race eight, we've been waiting for this horse, Sauce Edge. It's now at $3.30. It's been entered for Sydney a couple of times, emergencies. It's here in this race, the Tab Federal. Three Eves Miss at $6.50, and Rev It Up Red Nut, number 14. Now nine into $6.50.
It was way over $9, Andrew. I got it on tough, Rev It Up Red Nut. 14, 13, 10, 6. She's been really close up a few times. Just a mare that gets back and needs a little bit to go away in these races. Big field. Hopefully there's the right speed, and Kaylin is, but can navigate the right passage. I'll go with her. Look, I've always had a bit of time for Den Miss, and she was pretty unlucky last time. They rode a little bit handier to the speed to boot. Look, she's going to be suited again. Same scenario. Speed on. She's got a good finish on her when she's right. Definitely Sausage has been good in all of her runs. So she resumed at Warwick Farm. Solid effort there. She'll improve second up. She's a second up winner previously, and the drawn out away from the fence will probably suit her pattern, and stick on the air is some chance as well. Very open race for TAB Federal for the 40,000. Always is, Andrew. 14, 13, 10, 6.
Looking forward to that. Righto. The last race, nine. Magella, number four, is the favourite. $2, the shorty of the day here. Number two, Who Shouted, $3.80. And Valachor, number seven, currently at $8.50.
Yeah, I made it 2, 8, 4, and 5 here, Andrew. A blink has come off Who Shout here, and he gets out to the mile. He's just unsuited in that small field, no speed on it. Was leader dominated, but he'll be able to balance up, and the mile, he should eat it up. He'd be very hard to beat here. I thought 8 was a great chance here. Express Courier from the for Keith Dryden. Really improving. It's still a maiden, but ran into All Tiara last time, and I thought it was full of merit there. It'll take further improvement off that. Magella was terrific winning at Newcastle recently. He's lightly raced Testa Ross, or she is, on the improved. So gate two gets it all the favours, and five Miss and a banana for the Waterhouse Botyard, led all the way at Queanbeyan, and it'll put itself right in the speed. They're always hard to run down, Andrew. Good race to finish off, 2, 8, 4, and 5.
Righto, first of nine races at Canberra on a soft six at 10 past 12 and a possible upgrade there. What's your best bet, John?
Look, I thought it was a really interesting race day, but I think he's on the uphill top Hood race. Seven, number six, from the good gate, out of the mile, out of the 2,000. He's going to take plenty of beating at about $4.20. So my best, race seven, number six, Hill Top Hood from the nation's capital. Beautiful conditions, and we're hoping for an upgrade, Andrew.
Good on you, John. John Scores completing our Canberra preview. As I say, the first there at 10 past 12. Newcastle Cup Day, the first there at 1 o'clock. And, of course, we've got the whip around taking you through all the best bets for our afternoon thoroughbred and tonight's meeting as well at 11 o'clock. And at 11.30, all the key Newcastle Gold Cup interviews on our new programming here from Sky Sports Radio. And we're getting good feedback from many of